3 of the NFL Combine. I'm joined here with Lou Riddick. Sweet Lou.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Now, you competed in the Combine back in your playing days.
Yeah, 1991.
What do you remember from it?
What I remember? I remember walking up to the starting line at the 40-yard dash and looking up and seeing Al Davis and seeing Bill Parcells and seeing them, like, stare a hole through me, and I thought, yeah, this is pretty big here. The Combine training, the prep that we went through back then was much more individualized. You didn't go to speed camps and go to any of these Combine prep camps. You kind of came here very green and really for the first time just trying to figure it out. So it was a much more, as far as I'm concerned, a much more organic process then. Now these guys come in here, there's nothing they haven't done, so you expect them all to put their best foot forward and really, you know, show exactly what they are when they get here.
Lou, the biggest job interview of your life. How'd you do?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was, the 40 didn't go very well. I kind of got a little intimidated getting up there on the at the line. I almost said line of scrimmage. We're talking about football. But yeah, looking at seeing Mr. Davis and seeing Bill Parcells staring down your, you know, down your throat and just analyzing you from head to toe is, It was an interesting experience, but I made some great friends here. Ultimately, my career wound up being one where I was satisfied with it. Got a chance to be coached by a coach who you guys know very well. And basically my entire football career to what he taught me. So it all worked out.
Shifting to the Patriots and that coach that we know so well. Quarterback speak today, and that's been a target of interest for the Patriots, looking for an heir apparent, a backup quarterback. The future. Quarterbacks are speaking. Who should the Patriots be looking for?
Well, you know what? I won't say who they should be, but you know the kind of person they'll be looking for, okay? Because Bill is very particular about people who are very team-centric, people who will, I don't want to say toe the company line, but understand what their place is as far as disseminating information. They want it to be all about football. They don't want it to be about gossip. They don't want it to be about giving away trade secrets. They don't want it to be about speculation. Just shut your mouth. Do your job. We'll handle all the other stuff. So the guys who kind of come off that way, and I don't want to say as robots, because no one wants robots, and Bill doesn't want robots. He likes people who are individuals, but I think the guys who understand team first, and in this society and in this day and age, it's hard to get people like that. In the day of Instagram and Twitter, it's all about how many likes do I have, how many followers do I have, how many retweets am I getting. It's all about what's good for me, and what's good for you is not good for New England. They don't play that kind of stuff up there. So I think that'll be important for guys to come off the right way if they want any chance of playing up there.
We know Belichick, he calls it Insta-face, snap.
Snap-face, yeah.
Snap-face, Insta-chat, whatever
he
calls it.
And you know he knows it better than that.
Oh, I'm sure he does. But speaking of that, fitting the mold, when you look at the list of prospects, do any jump off the page to you and you say, that could be a Patriot?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, guys who will play the game cerebrally, guys who don't make mistakes. And that's hard to actually really determine right now because you haven't really interviewed guys and you don't really know the kind of assignments that they were being asked to do in college until you start talking about them and digging into their playbook. But the guys who are considered cerebral, multi-positional players, especially on defense, multi-positional players on the offensive line who can play two or three positions, you know, those are the kind of players that Bill values because they carry much more importance on game day in the event somebody gets hurt. But, look, I mean, there's certain guys who everybody would like. You think he would like to have Bradley Chubb from NC State? Of course. Would he love to have Saquon Barkley, Ronald Jones from USC? I mean, he'd love to have those kind of guys. But I think it's the profiles that they look for in New England. And it really starts with what's up here and how smart you are. He doesn't tolerate mistakes. And I think those are the kind of guys. That's why the interview process here for them, I'm sure, is as grueling a process for the guys as with any team here. And that's the way it should be. That's why they win championships or come close this year.
Well, the quarterbacks will be speaking later today, and we'll learn more about them and what's going on inside the brain. But thank you so much, Lou, for your time.
Thank you.